From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. A year ago this week, the sound of gunfire in the hallway interrupted Annabelle Claprood's sophomore Spanish class. The trauma of last February 14th interrupted her childhood. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman has spent time with Annabelle and her mom, Elise, over the last year, as they've wrestled with whether she should remain at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, and explored what it takes to stay.
Prologue. Waves.
It's usually between classes when Annabelle Claprood feels panicky, disoriented. In those moments, she remembers what a therapist in the Wellness Center at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School told her about how to ground herself.
Five things you hear, four things you see, three things you can touch, two things you taste, and like it goes on. That has been one of the only coping mechanisms that has helped me calm myself down.
Annabelle has a complicated relationship with her earbuds.
So it's like I start to get anxious as I'm walking to class, and that's when it comes to use. Okay, I see people walking, I hear people talking, I hear my music.
You wear headphones when you're walking to class?
I try to not, but I can't get through the day without music. But I have definitely dimmed down the volume so I could hear the things around me. But I can't, I have to have my music.
There is a swelling storm, and I'm caught up in the middle of it all.
During the shooting, I had had my headphones in.
She was listening to this song.
As I was walking into my classroom and from the stairwell, I didn't hear him loading his gun because I had my headphones in. So that's why I'm more cautious about it. I get lost in my thoughts, and it makes me panic. So I have to have the calmness of music.
Annabelle still listens to this song. It's called Waves by Dean Lewis. Sometimes. But not when she's alone.
It comes and goes in waves. It always does. Always does. We
watch as... Chapter 1. Winter.
I want to bring in Annabelle Quinn Claprood. She's a sophomore. She was in the building while the shooting occurred, and she has a question for you.
1 week after 17 people died at her high school, Annabelle Claprood told the whole country she wouldn't go back until it was safe.
Will my school campus be safe when I return? Because I plan to not return until I know that something is going to change. And I'm not the only one.
She was talking to Congressman Ted Deutch during the CNN town hall on February 21st last year. She asked state lawmakers the same question a few days later. Annabelle and her mom, Elise, rode 7 hours on a bus to Tallahassee with other parents and students, not even 2 weeks after the shooting. That's when we first met.
I think before we start, any of the parents and family members that are traveling from Broward County to be here,
Annabelle, she goes by Annie, had prepared a speech to read in front of legislators.
My name's Annabelle Claprood.
But when she first stepped up to the podium at a House committee meeting, she spoke freely, without a script.
One thing that I definitely don't want to be returning to school is having my teacher have a gun.
Later, she told them what happened to her.
12 days ago, 18 hours and 56 minutes ago, I was on the floor scared for my life because someone walked into my school with an automatic weapon.
Annie testified in front of a House committee on an early version of the school safety and gun control law that was ultimately passed in response to the shooting.
Someone my age shouldn't have seen what I've seen. I shouldn't have had to step over my friends to leave the building.
I'm Elise Claprood. I'm the mother of that brave child, Annabelle, that just spoke to you. So I'm here today as a mommy.
The final version of that bill that was approved by the legislature let some school staff carry guns, but teachers, not yet. The day after her testimony, Annie was on a bus headed back home. At the same time, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas was starting classes again.
Chapter 2, Spring.
Nothing the adults did could convince Annabelle she was safe at school. She and other students complained the new rules that students wear clear backpacks and IDs weren't being strictly enforced.
Jessica, it's Elise Claprood, Annabelle's mom.
Elise left me this voicemail about a week after that lobbying trip. Annabelle wasn't satisfied with the security presence she saw on campus, even though the superintendent said they nearly tripled the number of guards.
There needs to be some accountability. They just tell these kids things just to shut them up. And these kids are not going to shut up.
A couple days later, Annie took a video with her phone at school and sent it to her mom.
Well, I'm leaving class 5 minutes early just to show you that just because it's dismissal, there is absolutely nobody guarding this area right here.
Annie shows the main courtyard on campus at Marjory Stoneman Douglas empty. Annie ended up staying home a lot during the second half of last school year. Within 6 weeks of the shooting,
deputies have also arrested two more students there at Marjory Stoneman Douglas for bringing knives.
And a BSO sergeant on security duty, allegedly caught sleeping on the job.
And the younger brother of the accused shooter in custody, accused of trespassing at the school.
Going into school, I would have never thought, where could I hide when I stand here? You know, like, and it's now, like, I have to know where I'm going to go, because in this world, the adults are not protecting us.
Chapter 3, Summer.
Good morning. This is Office of Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz's office. How may I help you?
Annie did an internship at her congresswoman's office between her sophomore and junior years at Stoneman Douglas.
Okay, just give me 1 second. I'm going to put you on hold.
She was inspired by that lobbying trip to the Capitol back in late February.
Sometimes some people need a little push, and I think that I can give that to them. I definitely want to go back to Tallahassee. That's not a question.
Annie has another new interest since the shooting. Horses.
Oh, you just spit in my face.
Her friend works at a horse barn and started taking her there after school. That made Annie feel peaceful and happy. So she volunteered at a barn in Parkland over the summer. The day I met her there in July was scorching. Annie was trying to get the horses out of the sun and into their stalls. She struggled to fasten a halter around a horse's neck.
Ow, I just punched myself. This is the problem, because I'm short.
5'1".
It makes it really hard for me to reach over their heads. I did it!
Annie felt like spending time with horses would help her keep going back to Stoneman Douglas.
I definitely think that it'll relieve some stress from going there.
Chapter 4, Fall.
At the beginning of this school year, Stoneman Douglas had a big problem. The fire alarm kept going off, and it was reminding survivors of last February 14th.
When I hear the fire alarms, I feel like I'm in the 1200 building again, and it's happening all over again.
The shooter's gunfire set off the alarms in that building. That sent students into the hallway toward danger when they should have been sheltered inside classrooms. The alarm has gone off unexpectedly more than a half dozen times this school year.
I completely hyperventilated and had a complete panic attack in the middle of class. And my teacher had called the Wellness Center, which is, I guess, the therapists that are on campus at all times. And they had come immediately. They were there in seconds, which was great. I was literally on the phone with my mom as that happened. Then they took me down to the Wellness Center, and I walked into a room full of kids that had the exact same thing.
This is one of the reasons Annie went back to Stoneman Douglas. She couldn't imagine teachers or kids at another school understanding what she was going through.
I couldn't do that at another school. Everyone's going to look at me like I'm insane. This happens here. Everybody knows exactly what's happening. There's help that's already there in seconds.
This is how Annie was feeling in late September, about 6 weeks after school started up again.
I don't feel like giving up. And I feel like leaving the school is a way of giving up. Because you don't want to fight. And I think it's worth fighting for.
I just wish she was graduated and out of there. Everybody that walks back in that building every day is re-traumatized over and over and over. And people should not have to face their trauma every day.
And what about you every day when she goes to school?
You're terrified because you don't know what's going to happen to them that day. And you don't know if you're going to see them again. Every day.
How do you cope with that?
I have a tracking device on her.
You mean in her phone?
Yes.
Yeah.
Chapter 5, Winter, Again.
In the last 2 months of 2018, the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School Public Safety Commission concluded the first stage of its independent investigation into the shooting. In December, members voted to make a polarizing recommendation. Let teachers carry guns.
Shooting says gun-savvy teachers should be able to have their weapons in the classroom.
Now, this would be an expansion of the controversial law that requires all Florida schools to have armed employees on campus.
Bob Gualtieri is the commission's chair and the sheriff in Pinellas County.
It would be people who are well-qualified, well-trained, who volunteer, who meet rigorous selection and rigorous training standards.
This changed everything for Annabelle Claproot. After all she'd done to try to stay at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas and cope with the trauma she experienced just by being there every day.
I think it's worth fighting for.
She was going to therapy by herself and with her mom and grandma.
Coping mechanisms that has helped me.
Lobbying in Tallahassee and interning with a congresswoman.
Good morning, this is awesome.
Fighting for safer schools. Taking care of horses.
I did it!
To deal with her stress. But this she couldn't accept.
One thing that I definitely don't want to be returning to school is having my teacher have a gun.
Here's her mom, Elise.
They announced that they wanted to arm teachers, and that's when you walked in my room at 12:30 at night and said, I'm not going back.
I'm leaving there because I just don't feel safe.
A few weeks ago, Annabelle withdrew from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School.
I'm leaving because of fear of being there, because I just don't trust anybody now. I do feel a little bit like I'm giving up, but I just think that I have to look at it at a logical standpoint, and it's just, there's too many cons with Douglas.
It's not just Douglas where she feels that fear.
I feel that everywhere. That's where my mind goes the minute I walk into a new place, because I've learned the world is not a nice place, and I have to learn how to deal with it.
I visited the Claproots at their home in Coral Springs in January, right after Annie left Stoneman Douglas and started at a new school. Elise had been thinking about making this change for a while, researching options in case Annie came around to the idea.
After the shooting, I think the academics really stopped. It just came to a screeching halt.
Elise found a small private school where the classes are mostly online. Annie says it's just easier to be there.
I go to Douglas, I know I'm probably going to cry by the end of the day. I go there, I just don't feel that way. So I don't feel the panic.
Annie has a friend at her new school who also left Stoneman Douglas. The school is near a hospital.
There are a lot of sirens going by. I was alone with the girl who went to Douglas, and she saw me, like, looking at them. She was like, it bothers you too, right? Like, it's just that kind of stuff I know that she understands. So I just feel better there.
Better, but not like before.
Annabelle from a year ago is still in the 1200 building, and she's not going to come out. After that, I wasn't Annabelle anymore, and I needed to find myself again. So I took that summer, and I took the time to really build myself again and really be a new person. It's forced me to grow up, and it taught me to be strong. It tore me down, and I had to build myself up.
Annie knew this was going to be tough to talk about. So she asked for the help of the therapy dog she used to spend time with at Stoneman Douglas.
Epilogue. River.
My gosh, your paws are so disgusting.
River is my cute little doggy that I take care of when I'm at Douglas.
At this point, Annie had already left Stoneman Douglas, but she talks about it in the present tense, like people sometimes do when a loss just doesn't feel real yet. Annie and River used to play together in the library. The dog's owner is the school librarian. And the dog was always sad when she left.
Whenever I leave for class, she just sits there and, like, doesn't understand why I'm leaving. And it's, like, so sad because I'm like, I just want to take you with me. I'm sorry.
This is the librarian, Diana Hineski.
She sits there and she watches her walk away. And she watches until she turns the corner and can't see her anymore.
When it was time for River to leave, Annie took her outside. She walked her old school librarian to the car.
Take care. All right, keep in touch.
Okay, I'll text you.
As they were driving away, River stuck her head out of the window. Annabelle stood at the end of her driveway.
Bye, baby!
She and the dog looked at each other until the car turned and was out of sight. This is WLRN News. I'm Jessica Bakeman.